Hello everyone, this is John Martin talking. Well, we're going to spend some time together, and here we go. I'm a visionary, intuitive healer, and I have some things to share with you. Some things that come deeply from my heart. And that's why I want to share this with you. I'm gifted, as many of you. And of course, I have fears just like you. But one day, you perceive that those fears have to go away. You perceive that you have to do something in your life with your gifts. And that's what I want to share with you. I want to explain to you why any human being should go beyond his fears and do something with his life, because he has to, because he needs to. Each time I'm going to talk, I will be sharing stories with you. I will be playing music sometimes, music that came towards me as a channel. And of course, I will send you blessings and healings. Yes, I heal people through my voice when they listen to me. I know, I have a French accent. That's because I'm French. I travel all over the world in order to meet people, in order to help them understand their life, understand their purpose. For me to be able to tell them their gifts and how to use them. And of course to heal them. I've been doing this all my life. And now people are asking me more and more to come to one place or another to give lectures or to heal them. People ask me to tell them how it started. And I realized that I can't be everywhere at the same time. I realized that I had to talk and to be able to give those healings through the radio to many, many people. I know it's weird, but it works. Tonight I want to say hi to all my friends from India. France, Belgium, Spain, Amsterdam, US of course, and many other countries. I have more than 300 stories to share with you. Those stories, they help you build your life. They help you to make the choices, the right choices. The words that I am using represent only 10% of what's happening, of what you can feel, of what you can perceive. It's only a question of time. It's only a question of faith. As soon as you're guided, as soon as you believe, things happen. The more you believe, the more those things happen. I'm 40 years old. I think I was born with faith. That's my gift. That's my major gift. When you have fears, you also have faith. It's only a question of percentage. It's only a question of time and matters. What are we supposed to do with all this? Many people would say not much. Some people would say, I don't know. Few people would say, I have to. Well, I guess I'm part of those. Those who know they have something to do on earth. Some of you know they are different. And they have to do something with it. I've been sick for more than 30 years of my life. People call me the sponge because I was able to absorb emotions, feelings, thoughts, sadness, sicknesses. I had to go to see more than, let's say, around 300 healers in all my life in order for them to be able to take those things away from me and just send back the sponge in the water again. And of course, I had to start it again. What is life all about? What are we supposed to do with our gifts? How are we going to use them? Who are we? In order to be able to use those gifts, who are those people, who are those entities that guide us? How to get connected with them? How to be sure that those messages come from entities that want us good and good only? How to be sure that we are not just crazy about voices that we hear, about acts that we're supposed to do? So many questions pop up. Each time I give my lectures, I just go on and words come. Ideas pop up. Images, films, emotions, feelings just come towards me. That's how I go on. That's how I make my life. Yes, I'm a light worker. And I do act for good and good only. People come towards me because they need it, because they feel it, It's a community. We feel the need more and more to gather, to join, to share things. When I travel from one country to another one, I feel this more and more. I feel that light workers have to join. They have to meet. They have to act. It's only a question of time. But the consciousness of humanity has to rise. Let's say that it's only a question of number of people that have to rise a certain level of vibration in order to be able to make a switch for humanity. You feel it. You know it. If you're listening to those words, this only means that you understand what I'm saying. How can a human being change things? Just by acting. Just by knowing that he can act and he can change the world. I met many people in all my life. I gave them their true mission on earth. So many stories to tell you. Astonishing stories. Unbelievable stories, but true. When I came in Amsterdam, I went in a taxi, in a cab, and I talked with the taxi driver. His name is Jerry. Hi, Jerry. He's a light worker. He knew it since he was a kid. He felt it. He knew it was something different and he wanted to act. But he just needed something to go on, to be able to put him on his way. Yes, I can change life of people within few minutes just by telling them who they are, what they are supposed to do, and how to do it. Imagine this. Imagine one light worker working in a taxi, working in a cab, visualizing himself and his car in a white light ball, crystal ball, driving like this all day long. Behind his car, a path, a white path that will be drawn on the ground. Imagine how many miles is, how many mileages a cab can do in one day. Now, at the end of the day, imagine the map of all that path with all those lines crossing each other. Now, imagine that all those passes just glow and shine upon another one and make a white energy all around it. It's like a big, huge circle. Filled up with white energy. Imagine that Jerry does it every day. But now, imagine that there would be many taxi drivers doing it every day in each big, huge city in the world. Imagine that each person that comes in his taxi would just be filled up with that energy and would be able to go on in his journey in another city, in another country, bringing this energy with him. Imagine that not only one, but 12 taxi drivers would be able to do this in each of the major cities in the world. How many days would we need in order to rise up the level of consciousness of humanity? Not that many. Trust me. Jerry was almost crying when I would tell him this story, because that's the visions that I would have for him. That's the vision for one man. That's the vision for many, many light workers, taxi drivers. Imagine this. When you have one vision and you don't share it, you just keep it for yourself. That idea is just lost. But if you go over your fears of not being understood, of being criticized, and so many on, then something happens. You feel something warm in your chest, something that needs to go outside of you in order to be expressed, in order to be named, in order to go for someone else. Yes, we have to share. Yes, we have to co-create. Yes, we have to give the impulse for others. This is our mission. This is why we are on Earth. As soon as you understand it, then your fears disappear. Then something else is happening. Something that goes beyond words, beyond imagination. It's called faith. Faith in yourself, faith in your gifts, faith in who you are, faith in what you're supposed to be and supposed to do. You can spend your life thinking about it. You can spend your life wishing that something will happen. But you also can spend your life doing it. You know, it only takes you one step at a time, to walk, to go on. We all have fears, each of us. We need to have those fears in order to be who we are. That's the deal. Am I weird? Yes, I am. How many friends did I lose by naming who I am and what I'm supposed to do? Well, I guess a lot. But on my way, I met so many great people. Thousands of them. That just believe. That just perceive the world like I do. I'm guided by my intuitions, by my visions, by the things that I perceive, that I see. And that's how it works. I know I'm not the only one. There are many of us. It's time. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to talk, to act, to do things. Some people need to write. So take a paper, take a pencil, and just write. Some others are just good in sport, so do it. Go for it. Some others are so just creative. Create something. Go for it. My name is John Martin, and even my name was given to me. One day I will tell you this story. This is just quite amazing. Yeah. You will have more and more visions coming to you. You will perceive more and more. That's the way it works. That's the way it has to work. When I started all this, This was just quite amazing. It would be just like a path that was just highlighting. A path that was just different from others. A path that was just different from the path that everyone was expecting me to do. And it would work. It would work just as it would work for yourself. No matter the job we're doing, no matter how many hours we're doing it, we know there is a purpose for all this. Imagine a monk cleaning the ground every day and just doing this for years in the temple. Imagine one monk cleaning few inches of the ground, only few inches a day. How could you expect him to be happy of doing it? You just can't. You just can't. If you perceive it the way you are used to perceive the world. But as soon as you open your eyes, you realize that he is doing way more than just cleaning the floor. He's cleaning humanity. He's cleaning the universe, inches after inches. And he's doing it every day. So all the visitors who will be able to come here would feel that energy, would be able to feel that brightness. How does it work? I guess it could take years, or some people just do it because they feel it, and it works too. You could be a monk, you could be a taxi driver, you just could be washing dishes, and just feeling that energy that you're putting in each plate you're cleaning up, that will help that person that will eat in that plate. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird that there is a purpose for each of us? No matter the job we're doing. Yeah. And it works. When is it time for us to act? How much time, how much energy should we put into it? It's not a question of time. It's not a question of quantity. It's only a question of matter. emotions, of desire, of wishes. The more intense your wishes are, the more it works. The more honest your wishes are, the more they work. Each word is a vibration. Each vibration is pure energy. Each word, each letter has its own vibration and just can make a difference. As soon as you perceive this, as soon as you're aware of it, things happen. Things change. Some people call it miracles. I would just call it life, with a capital L, like love. Yep. This time, this time to stand up. When? Today? Tomorrow? The next day? How many days did you waste already? How many days were you just waiting that something would happen in your life in order for you to make those changes? What were you expecting? That money will come towards you in order to be able to accomplish and to fulfill your dreams? You are your dreams. You are that only one person that can make that change happen. Yes, you are. It's not a question of time. It's a question of will. Do you want to do it? Do you deeply want to make that change? You deeply want to make that change happen into your life. Yeah. So many things happen to us every day, and we are just not aware of it. Just because we don't open our heart, just because we don't open our eyes. But those things happen every day around us. Yes, they do. We're supposed to listen to birds. We are supposed to see the wind blow in the trees and move those leaves. We're supposed to feel those changes happening. They are inside of us. They are part of us. They belong to us. Who are we? In order to be able to experience all those things? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I just feel that we are just all like each other's, and at the same time all different. I feel sad when I see wars. And when I see people just fighting with each other for a piece of land, for so many reasons, stupid reasons. And I truly believe that we can make a change just because we decided. One plus one is equal to three. I truly believe in this. It's called synergy. How long are you still going to be able to watch TV without acting? How many days will it take you to just stand up and say no more? How many events will have to occur? How many times would you have to face adversity just in order to become who you are? Are you just going to take your pillow, put your head below it, beneath it, and just hide? Just because something happened to your life that enticed you to be scared of it? How are you supposed to be sheep, being afraid of the wolf? Are we supposed to be just like everyone the same, waiting for someone that tells us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it? I don't think so. How many hours did it take me to record this? I just felt now that I had to record it, and I just did. That's how it works. Do you think you have to be afraid of the next word? No, you don't. Because you trust yourself. Because you trust all the emotions that come towards you, that guide you from one step to another, in order to make your life be what it is. We need to be who we are. Whoever we are, we have to make those choices every day. In order to make who we are, each of our acts shape us, guide us, tell us who we are. Our visions sometimes scares us. The things we're supposed to do scare us too. But what scares me more is to think about what would happen if I would not follow those intuitions, if I would not be who I am. It's like an opportunity that's given to us every day. You could see red flags, green flags, white flags, yellow flags. And for some reason, you just get attracted to one of them. For some reason, you see some of them and some not. And you build up your life. I will help you to build up your life. I will help you to share those experiences. I will guide you with my words in order to be able to make your own decisions, your own choices. The stories that I will tell you will bring you emotions, feelings, desires that I know. Some of you will just open their wings and they will just fly. They will be able to act as they will be called, as angels. Some of them will be light workers. Some of them will find their purpose. Some of them will be able to accomplish their mission. It's only a question of time. It's only a question of wishes. It's only a question of will. Time flies. That I know. There are people who act for good. There are people who act for not good. I always wondered why. So I asked God, and I asked him. I told him why. Why all those things have to happen? And I wanted answers. I truly wanted answers. Because I could not stand that pain anymore. Suddenly, all what I could see was dark. Everything was dark. I couldn't see anything. I say, I'm sorry, I don't see anything. Then I saw a second image. It was so bright, everything was so bright. I couldn't even let my eyes open. It was so bright, I couldn't see anything. And I tell him, well, I'm sorry, but I don't catch it. I don't see anything. I don't understand anything. Then I saw a third image. That image was all black again. And I will tell him, I will tell God, I don't understand at all what you're saying. And suddenly, through that darkness, I would see a beam of light going from right to left. With that voice telling me, light will always cross and go through darkness. Wow. Wow. That would make sense. It took me more than 3 weeks to deeply understand what it meant, to deeply feel into each my cells what it meant, what it deeply meant. No matter what we do, it has a purpose. Whether we are acting for good or not, that's the way it works. You can't feel joy if you didn't feel sadness before. If you only felt joy in your life, you can't understand what sadness is. You have to go through different emotions in order to be able to wish on which vibration you want to be. Knowing this, you're able to act in one way or another, creating vibrations around you. Helping people around you or not, creating those vibrations around you. I will be helping you to make those choices being possible for you. I will be guiding you. I will be delivering you messages. I will be talking also on radio with some of you, doing interviews, doing healings. You also can go on my website, www.johnmartinhealer.com. You also can join me on Facebook, John Martin Healer. Some of you may wish a personal healing I do healing on Skype. I do distance healing. So you may ask me for this going on my website. You will find the link. I will be talking with you each week. I know you'll make the good choices for your life. You already made them. I know that. What we are now experiencing today, we already did it in our future. Understanding this, the things that we are experiencing now in our present, is just past. As soon as you understand this, you don't have any fears anymore. Because you know that you already made those choices that help you to decide who you are and who you want to be. That's how it works. I want you to be able to make those choices for yourself. I want you to be able to find the answers deeply in you. I make the wish that all the things that you deserve come towards you. I make the wish that you'll be able to feel joy, that you'll be able to find your way, that you'll have the answers to the questions that you have, that you'll be guided, that you'll be protected. Those are my true wishes for you. And I know those things will happen. I know. I also want to make that wish for all those people that feel sickness. I make that wish that they understand why this sickness came towards them. I make that wish that those people just get released from that sickness because they just don't need it anymore. It's like being able to program and unprogram ourselves. It's just a vibration. Everything is just only pure energy. I wish you a very happy week. I wish you to be able to talk to you soon. I wish you love. I wish you faith. I wish you to be happy in your daily life.